company also says it has plans to avoid the strike causing any service disruptions.
And from Washington, this is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday at the Shawnee Mission Northwest High School football field to mourn the loss of a student who died after collapsing at a preseason practice. KCTV reports that 15-year-old Ovette Gomez Regalado was hospitalized Wednesday and died 2 days later. A boil water advisory has been issued for Silver Lake. KSNT reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued the advisory yesterday afternoon after a valve failure caused a loss of pressure, increasing the risk of bacterial contamination. Residents are advised to boil water for 1 minute before drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water, and dispose of any ice cubes. The advisory will remain in effect until the issue has been resolved. In sports, the Kansas City Current has won the Women's Cup Championship. They beat Atletico de Madrid last night 1-0, ending their international summer of soccer without a single loss. Following the Women's Cup win, Kansas City turns its attention back to NWSL play as the league returns from its Olympic break. And in the other football, the Detroit Lions beat the Kansas City Chiefs with a last-second field goal, 24-23. The highlight of the preseason game, Patrick Mahomes behind the back pass to Travis Kelce in the first quarter. In Cincinnati, the Kansas City Royals beat the Reds 13-1. They play the third in their series today at 12:40.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Mostly sunny skies this morning, becoming mostly cloudy as the day goes on. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-80s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the mid-80s. Under sunny skies, it's 74 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday, August 25th in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpick.org.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, for many Americans, President Biden's performance at his debate against Donald Trump came as a real shock. Just ahead, David Folkenflik talks with Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Linsky about how the media and the White House have handled President Biden's age and acuity. That story and that conversation just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday. This week on KPR Presents, what can the Kansas City Chiefs tell us about the history of Kansas City? Mark Dunn and Rustin Dodd are the authors of Kingdom Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, and how a once-swinging cowtown chased the ultimate comeback.
These last few years of the Chiefs were kind of coinciding with Kansas City wanting to become like this bigger, more nationally known kind of place, as well as Kansas City starting to look back at its own history.
Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. We've got mostly sunny skies this morning. It'll be a little cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 74 in Atchison, 76 in Emporia, 75 in Lawrence, 75 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then hope you'll stay with us later today for KPR Presents. This week on KPR Presents, what can a couple of sports writers tell us about Kansas City history? Mark Dent and Rustin Dodd are the authors of Kingdom Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, and How a Once Swinging Cowtown Chased the Ultimate Comeback. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR. Donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. The National Weather Service has given us an update on today's forecast. We're still looking at mostly sunny skies this morning with some isolated showers, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. There are some storms up in Nebraska that the National Weather Service is keeping an eye on. We're now looking at about a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some of those may be severe, depending on how that weather system up in Nebraska holds up. We'll be keeping an eye on that as the day goes on. It's 78 degrees in Emporia, 77 in Manhattan, 78 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps.
And I'm Ray Suarez.
And this is the final episode of Going for Broke, a series on economic hardship in our time, a co-production with the Economic Hardship Reporting Project.
This is NPRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. You've got the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, consider making a planned gift to the station. Find out more by contacting your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR.
Angela Garbez started thinking. It's not...
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This week on KPR Presents, what can the Kansas City Chiefs and a couple of sports writers tell us about the history of Kansas City? Mark Dent and Rustin Dodd are the authors of Kingdom Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, and how a once-swinging cowtown chased the ultimate comeback. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. We still have mostly sunny skies this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms may turn out to be severe. We're going to keep an eye on that here at KPR. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence.
This next conversation is particularly personal.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of those thunderstorms may turn out to be severe, so we're keeping an eye on them. Highs today and tomorrow expected in the mid-80s. It's 79 in Atchison, 82 in Emporia, 81 in Manhattan, 81 in Overland Park. This is KPER.
It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strange. NPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music. Next Sunday, August 25th, more at fidpick.org. We're keeping an eye on the weather. There's some storms up in Nebraska that, if they hold together, could mean some potentially severe thunderstorms in track for us today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs today in the mid-80s. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s as well. It's 77 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Okay, when we left the 1920s, the Mahjong craze was chess. I'm Ann Strange Champs. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. We'll have skies turning mostly cloudy this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. There's a slight chance some of those thunderstorms could turn severe, so we're keeping an eye on that. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's already 83 in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 86 degrees in Chanute. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
In 2016, journalist Bryn Jonathan Butler took a break from covering Box.
PRX. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Season tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.